Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are looking at this idea of contentment this week. And today, specifically, I want to talk about this idea of contentment and the relationship we have to money, to our finances. I think one of our very pervasive cultural lies is that you're going to find contentment, you're going to find happiness, you're going to find joy only if you have a certain amount of money, right? If you can make more money, and listen, as I'll say, certainly, like, you do have to make money. You need money to provide for things. There's a baseline amount of money that you need to make in order to, you know, purchase things in life and have basic needs. But I think there's a very pervasive lie that says, look, the more you have, the more comfortable you can be, and therefore the more happy you can be, the more content you can be. And the bottom line is that's just not true. I'll never forget hearing the story of a financial advisor, a Christian financial advisor, and had three different families that he was counseling. And one made $50,000, the other made $100,000, the other made $150,000. And those numbers, this is probably a few decades old, right? So maybe more appropriate today to say, you know, 75, 150, and then the other one, 225,000. Point being, you know, a wide ranging amount as far as salaries or household income was concerned. And yet all three families were saying the exact same thing. We don't have enough money. Jesus addresses this, right? When you are looking to your salary, your paycheck, right, to sort of provide you with contentment, that's where you're sort of placing your hope. It's never really going to satisfy. You always are going to feel like you could have more. And Jesus says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, he says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." He goes on in verse 24, he sort of summarizes this section. He says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and money. And in the section after this, he goes on to tell them a very famous passage, right, from Matthew 6. He says, "Don't be anxious about your life, what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, not about your body, what you're going to put on." He's basically telling them, guys, I know that, you know, it's easy to be worried about, what am I going to eat? Am I going to have a house? Am I going to be able to afford this? And am I going to be able to buy this? And he says, Don't be anxious about those things. And he goes on to talk about the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. And he says, does God not dress the lilies? Does he not provide for the birds of the air? You are more valuable than birds and flowers. So the famous statement from Jesus, seek first the kingdom and all these things will be given unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, will be given to you. God will provide. In other words, make your contentment, find your contentment in him. You, if you are in Christ, if you have turned from sin and trusted Jesus with your life, you, when I say find your contentment in him, you've been adopted into the family of God. You have a new identity. You have the forgiveness of your sins, past, present, and future. You are spiritually and eternally rich. No matter what your salary is right now, you are spiritually and eternally rich. You have an inheritance that is Christ, an inheritance with Christ forever. The Bible says we're going to reign with Christ. It's amazing. You have all of that in Christ, the love of your heavenly Father. Be content in him. And then let that shape how you handle, right, your finances. If I were to say it succinctly, right, don't look to your paycheck to find your contentment. Find your contentment in Christ, and then let that shape how you handle your paycheck. Trust the Lord. Trust him, he's going to provide with those things. Find your contentment in him, and then in your relationship to the Lord as you walk with him, that's going to shape how you handle the resources that God has given you. And it will, I've experienced it, it will lessen the anxiety around those things because, you know, I've got a good Heavenly Father who will provide for my needs. I do not need to worry about these things. Yes, I need to steward them well. Yes, that will require work and planning, but I need not be anxious about these things. Find your contentment in the Lord. Seek first the kingdom, and He will take care of you. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take a moment just to pray and reflect on that today. Father, we live in a culture that the love of money, it is so pervasive. And God, it that idea that if we just get more wealth, get more stuff, that's going to make us happy. That idea is pervasive. It's pressed in on us from so many different directions. And God, I pray that you would help us to reject that, to identify it when it comes in and seeps into our hearts, to repent of that and to come back to you and say, no, my contentment, my joy is found in the Lord, and I will trust him. Lord, I will not be anxious about these things. I will seek first the kingdom and trust that you will take care of me. Lord, we thank you that you are a good heavenly Father who cares even about the physical things that we need. We love you. Help us to trust you more. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now again to reflect and just to pray and talk to the Lord yourself.